Welcome to the Mastery Podcast with your host, Mark Coles. I've dedicated the last 23 years as a fitness professional to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you, so let's get started. Have you ever given any thought to the coaching career ladder? The many stages that you go through as a coach throughout your career. Maybe you're a couple of years into your career right now. Maybe you are 10 years into your career right now. You have aspirations wherever you are of climbing the ladder, whether or not the ladder is financial, whether the ladder is reputation. Each of those start somewhere and end up somewhere. And to give you an understanding of what I mean, my career, I didn't start off teaching business or teaching the science and theory of coaching. I started off on the gym floor as a PT. And I had no idea what I was doing. I was just training anybody on the gym floor. Now, how did I go from training just, I wouldn't even give the name general population. It was just anybody. How did I go from coaching anyone to ending up with my body transformations in magazines, published in magazines such as Muscle and Fitness, being highly regarded all over the country for the work that I do to transform people's physiques in for photo shoots and bodybuilding? It didn't start off when I started my career in the fitness industry. So while you're watching this video or listening to this today, I want, as I go through each of these stages, for you to think, where am I in my career relative to what Mark's talking about? And I want to give you the kind of foresight to know what's to come and also know how to get to each of those and understand that. And I'm going to be really clear and honest with you here. If you're passionate about learning, growing, challenging yourself, working with different people, working with better clients, and when I say better, I mean more consistent, clients that are more compliant, clients that ultimately have a goal of, you know, a transformation, for example, clients that have the goal of being a top athlete, whatever it may be. How you operate every single day dictates whether you'll end up there. Doesn't matter what tactics or strategies, it's how you operate. But it all starts with your vision. And it's having a growth mind to be able to grow and progress and move through these different stages of the career ladder or the coaching ladder. So I wanted to talk to you about kind of what I've done, what the journeys that I kind of, what are the stepping stones that I took to get to where I got to. And as I'm going through these, you'll look at each individual bit and go, I think that's exactly what I need to do. Because the coaching career ladder for me has enabled me to be inspired, committed, studious, and have impeccably high standards, which have played the biggest part in me being able to move through my coaching career ladder. So let's look. Let's go to the point where it all started. Personal trainer on the gym floor, like so many of you. And to be honest, you know, if you're an online coach, it'll be just qualifying or just making the choice to do online coaching. Your knowledge, your experience, your skill set, and your ability to produce results determine who you're going to be able to coach, because you're not going to be able to coach a highly skilled, highly knowledgeable, highly experienced athlete, physique, client, whatever it may be, if you haven't got that level of depth of experience, knowledge, skill set, and results. So inevitably, you're going to start off at the beginning. You're going to be in a gym or you're going to be online and you're looking to work with anybody. And so my coaching career journey really started working with anybody, just people that were training in the gym, people not necessarily that were highly experienced, skilled, knowledgeable. They were just people that needed a little bit of help. And that's generally where you start. Now, Online, I have another video where I talk about getting very, very, very clear about your offer and marketing to your offer. It's understandable when you're not very confident, not very knowledgeable, not very experienced, and not got the ability to produce results that you can't really be that choosy with who you work with. And generally, because you haven't got the knowledge, skill, expertise, and results, you're going to be marketing your business very much to general population people. When you're a personal trainer just starting out, you're going to be marketing your business to general population people. People that are just in the gym or want to go to the gym to just lose some weight and understand how to put together a basic training program. Now, here's the interesting thing. There are many coaches that I come across who are 10 years into their coaching career that are still working with the same type of person. There's no coaching career ladder. They're still working with the same type of people. Now, if you're working with the same type of people and you're inspired, you're reliable, you're focused, you're committed, you're passionate, you feel amazing, that's great. But after a long period of time of working with the same people not sticking to the plan, the same people not turning up to their sessions or not checking in online, that becomes very unfulfilling. And then you start to go, what's wrong with my coaching career? What's wrong with what I'm doing right now? What's wrong is that you're not learning, you're not growing, you're not applying what you're learning, and you're not getting rewarded for it. And as a result of not doing anything, sometimes you fall backwards and think, well, the industry's just screwing me over because I'm not where I want to be. Or you stop and you think, well, there's some things I've got to do, and I want to help you right now and say that it's your education. Always, always is your education. You don't know enough. And when you don't know enough, you don't challenge your clients enough. And when you don't challenge your clients enough, they don't progress enough. And when they don't progress enough, they don't get results. People want to work with coaches that are producing results. Now, people might work in the gym with you and give you a shot, not knowing that you get results. That generally it's what we do in the early days, what happens in the early days. Online, through having conversations with people, they might, just because of how you train, how you look, I'm going to take a punt with this person and I'm going to work with them. And then that's where you get your first kind of clients. And then you start to study and you start to learn, and here's what starts to happen. If you keep working with general population clients and you push them and you learn more and you tweak their training and you push them a little bit harder, eventually you're going to get somebody that does very, very well. Now, in my opinion, in the coaching career ladder, the one thing that everybody right now at the early stages of your career, say year one to two, the number one thing you need to do is to start to build a portfolio of people that have achieved results underneath you. Now, maybe not amazing results to start with. The goal is to try and get the result 10% better, 10% better, 10% better. Just those little micro movements. And when I started to notice somebody's shoulders started to look different, or you could start to see the outlines of some abs, or they got incredibly fit, or they started to sleep incredibly well, that's what I went after. That's what I went after. That's the first rung of the ladder, right? You climb the first rung of the ladder. Why? Because people then start saying, wow, I'm starting to see changes. Well, if they're starting to see changes that they've never seen before, what are they going to do when they get home? They say to their partner, you see what I look like? Or they're with their friends and they go, you're wearing more fitted clothes. Or you seem a little bit different recently. And they're like, yeah, I'm working with this trainer. I can see that. The job of a coach, in my opinion, was to try and get as many of my clients as physically possible to want to have conversations about me and what I was doing with my clients. I wanted as many as physically possible, whether they were gem pop or not. The only way I can do that is by learning more, by pushing them a little bit harder, by stretching their vision, by giving them more goals to work towards. And then what starts to happen is the end result that your client achieves because you've helped them and you've pushed them that extra little bit further. One of their clients who is in okay shape already, now this could take 1 or 2 years, 3 years, who knows, of continuing to work, push people, give people opportunities beyond their current vision. Their friend reaches out to you and says, I want to get ready for a summer holiday. And you're like, okay, cool. And then you push that person and they go through their transformation. And then they go, wow. And they look in the mirror and they look amazing. And you do the transformation, you put the photos together, you see that, you go, wow, That's a result of 3 years worth of working with GenPop clients and pushing every single one to eventually get one referral, one person that comes in, and then that person, you push as hard as you can, you get the best results physically possible. And then what starts to happen when you start seeing results with that one person, the snowball effect starts to happen. And that person's friend tells another friend, and then the person you're still working with, who now looks incredibly awesome from the first time around, starts telling their friend. And before long, what happens in this rung of the ladder is the contact that you have with people that are interested in your services are contacting you because of the work that you've done with other people. And then slowly but surely, that network grows and the conversations with other people grows. And then the results that you're posting and the results that people are seeing with people in the gym, for example, it becomes a bit of a buffer. And this happened to me. It becomes a buffer for people that don't want to work like that. And so they leave you alone. And then your content and your language and the way you're training people in the gym. If I see you do 5 sessions a day of PT and 3 of them are you really pushing people, the people watching you are going to go, yeah, I don't know whether I'm going to work with that person. But the people that are inspired by results, they go, wow, I'm all in. It's the same online. When you continuously posting mediocre results, you will continually attract people that are prepared to put mediocre effort in. When you start to put higher level results and push yourself a little bit harder and go from being a GenPop client, coaching a GenPop coach, to somebody who specializes in more fat loss and body composition. And then as you start to push people a little bit harder and the ability for you to get results, people's shoulders look a bit different, women's backs, glutes, whatever, you start to push people that little bit further. Now this can go hand in hand with somebody that's coming to you for a fitness goal. It can go hand in hand for a muscle goal. The objective for you is to push people to a point where they become your calling card, where other people hear where you receive a referral. And then as a result of that, the quality of the client actually starts to grow. Now, this can take 3, 5, 7, 10 years, but we're in this to build our reputation. We're in this to build our business, build this our brand. And as a result of that, you then start to attract better clients, and then you start working with more body transformation clients. And then when you start to work with more body transformation clients, somebody comes to see you and they've got a pretty sick physique already. And they go, I want to do an amazing photo shoot, to the point where they end up looking pretty much like a full-on bodybuilder. And at that point, I remember I had one guy that did an 8-week transformation with me. At the end of the transformation, he looked amazing. And he said, do you think it's crazy for me to do a bodybuilding show? And I said, no. And he goes, well, there's a novice event this weekend. I might as well just go and do it. And he won the show. What happened after that? Somebody contacted me and said, I'd love to do a show. You got my friend ready for a novice show. And then I started with that guy. And as a result of that, I was training and bodybuilding myself. I went over the course of this journey from GenPop, working with people that just wouldn't show up, wouldn't stick to the plan. I just persisted and I was committed and I was dedicated and I was focused. And the more that I showed up, the better I pushed people, the better results I got, the more I challenged people, I started to attract different people from GenPop to fat loss, to body composition, to body transformation, to physique development, to bodybuilding. And it was just this ladder of pro, but it was all from the intention of me to deliver the best, to get the best and make sure that people were talking about me. And it just doesn't stop right the way through to today. So my point to you is this. If you want a career ladder, you got to start creating it. You're not going to climb up the rung of a ladder because you want to. The law of attraction is going to do jack shit for you. What happens is things come to you when you're intentional, when you actually put the action in, and then you're rewarded with the type of client that you want to work with. You don't wish for the type of client that's committed, dedicated, focused, reliable, that gets results. You don't wish for the type of client that will be your first bodybuilding client. People find you. People hear about you. People see your work. But if you're not intentional about the ladder that you want to climb, then don't be surprised 10 years down the line if you're not any higher up the rungs of the ladder. This comes from 24 years of experience coaching. I've had the privilege and pleasure of working with so many different clients. And that's a little bit of an insight into how you can climb the career or the coaching career ladder. Now, if you found this helpful and you would like to know how to learn the science, the theory, and the practical aspects of coaching to be able to climb the ladder too, so that you could go from working with Gen Pop to Body Transformations, or Body Transformations right the way up to bodybuilding, or you want to work with more athletes, then it comes from learning the science, the theory, and the practical aspects of coaching as well. That'll help you to become the best coach. That'll help you to build the best business. Now, if you'd like our help and you're watching this, then you can click the link in the description of the YouTube channel right now to find out more information about our complete coaching academy, or you can click the link in my bio inside Instagram if you're listening to this on iTunes. But for now, take care, and I'll speak to you soon.